There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
Good evening and welcome back to Ghost Frickin'
Talkin'.
That's right, Ghost Frickin' Talkin', your paranormal podcast, coming to you from wherever you just downloaded this podcast, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, all those awesome podcast places. And you can also find us on YouTube.
The YouTubes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
You can see our pretty faces.
You can see all of our sexy faces.
I am pretty sexy, not gonna
lie. I don't know, dude. I'm looking in that newsroom and I'm just drooling right now. But I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trent.
And I am Newsroom Nessie.
Yeah, there we go. Hashtag Newsroom Jeez. Nessie. She's got it down now. Newsroom Nessie coming to you from the Spread Shop, sponsored.
Official.
Yeah, because like I said, they like the idea.
They commented,
but it's not like they're paying us to put their name on it.
Well, no.
If you guys are wondering what Spread Shop is, Spread Shop is our merch shop where you guys can get some awesome merch like what we're wearing here tonight. I'm wearing the awesome Ghost Freaking Talking t-shirt, and he's wearing the awesome Ghost Freaking Talking hoodie.
It's really nice, guys.
And
go get it.
I'm going to have to cut a bitch, too, because that's my sweatshirt. Get your own.
Well, I was supposed to get my own, but you never got me one.
You got a job, right?
Yeah, no,
job.
I don't.
yeah, right. You can get a his and hers. Get one for you and get one for your girlfriend.
Oh yeah, that's right.
She wants merch though.
Because they come in different colors. Nessie got an awesome
got a pink one. Yeah.
No, honestly, she's probably gonna steal mine. Not gonna lie, she's probably gonna steal my hoodie.
Well, isn't that what females do anyway?
You know, yeah,
they steal their boyfriends.
I don't know. Yes, your hoodie.
That is true.
No, well, because you bought your own.
Yeah,
technically,
did.
It was like you got my hoodie, but you got it in the color that you wanted.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, because it's got my logo on it. You know,
not so, your logo.
Well, our logo. I paid for it. I paid for the logo.
Technically, it's mine.
So technically, it's mine. So
okay,
but yeah. So get your awesome merch going on there, and if you guys do get some merch, make sure to take some pictures and put it on your socials and tag us on it, and I'll get with you guys and I'll send out some
stickers. Yeah, dude, we need to do another photo shoot. I really want to do another one,
dude. Right now would be the best time to go out and actually do it.
I know,
with the
right
leaves and shit changing and all that, so maybe we can get together and go out and to some awesome cemetery somewhere and take some pictures.
I could do it.
Yep.
I can be like, yo.
You're so funny.
And we could take Martha out with us. Martha hasn't been in a photo shoot.
Bet.
This is true.
Yeah, so.
That'd be sick.
So we could take Martha out and we can. I don't know. Would that be tactless if we took Martha to a cemetery? Yeah. What are her feelings?
According to who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you allowed to bring that stuff to the cemetery?
Well, when I did the initial shoot for our t-shirt when I've got them last year, I took our wax skull.
Well, yeah, or yeah. I thought you had Mr. Bones too. Is that?
Oh yeah,
I carried Mr. Bones around.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's you know you're not gonna get messed with, but
yeah. So I don't know if it was
tactless to take Martha out to a cemetery like that.
I don't know. Unless the cops come up and see what you're doing, and then they see you have a human skull. And
it'd be like...
And then it's like, okay, the cemetery. Where's your shovels at, bitches?
Yeah, exactly. Because... Now, where'd you dig this bitch up?
Exactly.
I didn't mean to call you bitch. I'm sorry,
Martha. Dude, Martha's going to beat crap out of you tonight.
Martha knows that I love her. I talk to her every morning.
Maybe Martha should stay home.
Yeah, I guess that would make more sense. So we
don't want her to break.
We'll drag Mr. Bones out with us.
Yeah,
let's go. I get to carry Mr. Bones with me.
We can get Mr. Bones a friend or something.
Very cool. Well, we are continuing our 31 days of Halloween, ladies and gentlemen.
We are.
And what we do is we pick a subject each day, and we kind of give you a quick synopsis of it. Yesterday we did Vampire, the day before that we did Bloody Mary, and along the way we've done Zombies and Genies, but today we're diving into the cryptid part of the paranormal community.
Oh yeah.
And we're talking like the number one cryptid in the whole encrypted group, because Bigfoot is on tap for today.
Alrighty.
Alright, and you know what they say about big feet?
Big brains.
Big shoes, right?
Big socks.
By the way, I'm a size 12, so thank you very much.
I mean, I am too.
And I do wear very big shoes.
I do.
Well, Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch in Canadian folklore and American folklore, is an ape-like creature that inhabits the forest of North America. Evidence of Bigfoot's existence is based on a number of disputed short videos, photographs, visual sightings, casts of large footprints, etc. And the Patterson-Gimlin video is the most famous video. I remember seeing that for the first time on like Unsolved Mysteries, where it was like Robert Stack was talking about the elusive Bigfoot and how people are still hunting him. And, you know, it's kind of like that grainy video of like a dude in an ape costume walking through the forest. And he kind of looks back. He's like, are you taking a picture of me?
Yeah, you got the
get
shot.
My good
did you get my good shot? And it came out that on the deathbed of one of, I don't know, Patterson or Gimlin, one of the two, that they came out and said, yeah, it was a hoax.
It was a hoax, wow.
So, I want to do that. I want to like get something so big and be like, on my deathbed, like, got you, nerds.
Yeah, something so big. So when you talk about your big dick and then it comes out that you didn't have one, is that what we're talking about?
I wouldn't lie about that. I'd be like, I got you guys.
Be like, it's psych.
No, I wouldn't say psych. I'm like, I'm not lying.
Let's stop talking about your dick for a minute and go back to Bigfoot here. Folklorists trace the figure of Bigfoot to a combination of factors and sources, including folklore surrounding the European wild man figure. Folk belief American Native Americans in loggers and a cultural increase in environmental concerns. Within the fringe subculture of cryptozoology, Bigfoot is considered a cryptid. However, the majority of mainstream scientists have historically discounted the existence of Bigfoot, considering it to be a combination of folklore, misidentification, and hoax rather than an actual living animal. All right, so Bigfoot, big guy, right?
Yeah, big guy.
Big thing, takes up big space.
Yes.
But we have yet to find a dead carcass anywhere.
True.
We've yet to actually hit one with a car.
True.
We have yet to find one on like a Google satellite map.
Right.
Maybe we haven't looked on the Google satellite map.
Well, no, they sort through that and they take out all the shit they don't want you to see before they.
That's true.
You know,
I don't know. I just saw on, because I've been diving into some weird shit on YouTube.
Oh, I thought you were going to say TikTok. I was like, oh.
No, not TikTok. There's some weird shit on there, too.
I was saying that, too.
This guy was doing the zoom in on the Google satellite, and it was somewhere on a mountain range. And you zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, and there's a dead body laying on the mountain. So you could actually see this dead body that's on the mountain. So we can find a fucking dead body.
Right, on a mountain range, somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
but we can't find a fucking 9-foot ape-like creature that's...
But the guy in the mountains in the middle of nowhere, you know, snow, easy to find, right?
Yeah.
Bigfoot is under a canopy of trees.
And he's brown, so he's going to camouflage with the ground.
Yeah, but, you know, there is a wintry version of Bigfoot.
The abominable snowman?
Yeah, the Yeti.
Snowman.
Yeah. Yeah, the Yeti, and we've yet to see a Yeti.
Because he blends in with the snow.
He's pretty far north. There's not very many people that live north of the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, but why have we not seen actual Bigfoot yet? If this is an actual creature, you know.
You would think, because, yeah. I mean, there's other animals, obviously, that, you know.
Yeah, well, if you go down to the rainforest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could go into the rainforest and pull out 10 new species of anything.
Easy, yeah.
But
bugs and all that
kind of
crap.
It's more on the small scale.
The small scale, yeah.
It's not like we have a huge rhinoceros-type fucking animal that's right. Like, wow, we've never seen this.
Or like creatures like the size of dinosaurs or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So my thing is, I think Bigfoot's bullshit.
Nah.
I am not a believer in the Bigfoot.
Okay.
What are your guys' thoughts on it?
We have giraffes. Why can't we have freaking Bigfoot?
Here we go on the fucking giraffes again, bro.
Because why would we
have long necks?
We have freaking giraffes. What makes you think we don't have Bigfoots?
We have not seen it. Yeah, we've seen the fucking giraffe because they get those fucking long necks and like, hey, yo, I'm a fucking giraffe, right? He's not hiding anywhere.
Yeah.
Fucking Bigfoot's 9 foot, right?
And?
He must be pretty smart, though.
Well, here's where they go in also, is that there are people saying that Bigfoot is alien. Like, oh, no, way to go, dude. You broke the microphone? Look at that.
No.
You would think that we are professional podcasters.
I don't know what happened.
You've been sitting there playing with the damn microphone stand.
Yeah, you gotta
I know.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's what you happen. There wasn't a dog interference this time.
No.
It was this jackass over here playing with his microphone stand.
Well, you should tighten this better.
Okay. Well, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Bigfoot
alien.
Being an alien. They say that he's an alien and that he can... because they say aliens have the like chameleon thing where they can
camouflage
themselves.
Okay.
To where you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But they could be standing right next to you right now.
So they're invisible.
Basically.
Okay.
Like fucking Harry Potter with his fucking his cloak of invisibility.
I haven't watched Harry Potter, so.
You never seen Harry Potter?
No, she's never seen Harry Potter. So I knew that one was going to go way over her head. She'd be like, what's the fucking cloak of invisibility?
What's
I figured
Harry
it was
Potter?
Some Harry Potter shit.
another theory is that he is a interdimensional jumper to where he can... I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie Jumper?
I have.
Basically, like that.
Like that.
So where he can, you know,
but with Sasquatch,
yeah, and so yeah, exactly. So we got Sasquatch running around, being able to jump between dimensions,
different dimensions.
Like that.
Okay, yeah.
That's why people say they can't find him
because he just can run into a different dimension. And
yeah.
So where do they? Is there like a secret network of secret dimension pathways that he can just access when he's like running through the forest away from people?
You're making this shit up as you go, so you know, we could say yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that leads me to 100 other questions.
they say that they think that Bigfoot is like a chromosome different than us, right? There's where, you know, we came from apes. Bigfoot is a huge ape, they want to say. But is like he hasn't made the change into us. So it's like whatever the step between ape and us, there's a step between. And that's Bigfoot. And they just never what morphed into humans?
It's morphin' time.
No, I don't. I wouldn't even say that. I mean, you have different types of species. You know, yeah. It wouldn't have to be turning into human.
And the word I was looking for was evolution. Evolution hasn't.
Well, right. I mean, just think about you know, with primates, all the different types of primates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So you know, monkeys stayed monkeys along the way. Otherwise, we wouldn't have monkeys right now, right?
Well, right.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's, there's been people that say that they've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they interact with them. There's one guy that goes to this camping site every year, and he goes there and he's able to interact with fucking Bigfoot.
So where's this evidence then? If he goes there every year, why aren't there other people in the same spot trying to interact with him and his homies?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, exactly. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not a possibility, because obviously anything's a possibility.
But, yeah, everything's a possibility.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would think that you would have some kind of evidence, whether it be like fossil records or...
Yeah. We live in a society where everybody has a camera in their pocket now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out, you know, hiking or something, you know,
you're
going to get your little Insta pictures, right? Where you're like hanging on the cliff. It's like, look at me.
Yeah.
Beautiful scenery.
It's golden hour.
Yeah, it's golden hour. Double rainbow. Wow. What does it mean? And all that kind of funky shit. But we can't get a picture or a video of fucking Bigfoot.
Well, because he's Bigfoot, man. He camouflages way too well.
No. I think Bigfoot's not a thing. But anybody ever heard the sound of a Bigfoot?
No.
There's been a couple of podcasts that I've listened to where they're like, listen here, this is the sound of a Bigfoot. And it's like, whoop!
I've heard the little whooping things, and then if they hit trees with sticks and stuff like that, or logs or whatever.
Yeah, that's how I met Gabby. Just beating the crap out of trees.
Is that the mating call?
Yeah, it's my mating call.
You just walk outside.
Yes.
Yes. And then a female like raises out of the brush.
Right.
Oh,
like,
I heard something.
Oh, is that somebody beating a tree?
Is somebody beating a tree? That's my
That's my song.
There's also a podcaster I listen to. He's been a big, huge, influence on, me wanting to be a podcaster and stuff like that. Is Darkness Radio, Darkness Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He said that when he was a teenager, he feels that he encountered a Sasquatch when he was out fishing or something like that with his grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He said there was something in the brush he could see that looked like a human form that was hairy, but it scared him enough to get the fuck out of there. But he goes on these because they got these fucking TV shows and shit where, searching for Sasquatch and stuff like that.
And they never find anything.
Yeah, and they never find anything.
But they lead you on like you're going to find the answers.
Exactly. They'll stretch out, an entire season of 21 fucking episodes for nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing.
Right? I was thinking like an hour episode, but
an hour season. Episode. 21 one-hour episodes. They can stretch that shit out and still never find anything.
Yep.
I think we're going to find Jimmy Hoffa before we find fucking Bigfoot, right?
Yeah. Whoa, my voice. I just died. Voice cracked.
Oh, you're going through puberty?
Going through some changes, huh?
Hey, guys. We're talking about Bigfoot tonight. And he's got a Bigfoot schlong because he's got big feet, and that's what big feet mean.
Does tend to be like that. I can vouch for him.
On another podcast I was listening to, this person said they had like a recorder rolling and there was a bear versus Bigfoot battle.
Oh, so where's this footage?
There wasn't footage. There's sound.
Oh, okay. Sound.
Cause we successfully have sound for it, but we don't have, it must've been the day before we had video, but this guy said, this guy said he got his record, because you know when you go hunting and shit, you're gonna bring a voice recorder, right?
Absolutely.
Right? He's like the fucking Kevin McAllister, you know, right, with the little handheld thing.
Unless he's like trying to, you know, record mating calls and play it back or something.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, we don't kink shame here, so if that's your kink, to get mating calls of different animals.
I'm pretty sure we have to say every video we don't kink shame.
You brought it up earlier, dude.
He had an actual bear versus Sasquatch. He said that he saw it and that the Sasquatch ripped the jaw of the bear.
Wow.
Ripped his jaw, you know, kind of that hole where you put your hands in it.
Fatality.
What was it? On the not Bigfoot, what's his name? Fucking King Kong movie, where he grabs that dinosaur and fucking grabs his mouth and just rips it open like that, and it goes. Basically, that's what happened to this fucking bear.
Wow.
But, you know, this is a guy that could have faked that, you know? Until you see something with your actual eyes,
right,
and can distinguish shit in a video, because if you go on YouTube, you can find fake videos of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When somebody brings me a video and there's like, oh, check out, there's a ghost in this video, I'm always like looking for a string.
Yeah.
Looking for, you know, a cut, like you could see where, you know, something.
Bad editing job
or something like that, right? There's been this new one where it's like, there's been a glitch in the system where it shows like a bird frozen in the sky.
I've seen that video before on the Travel Channel, you know, like caught on tape or some show.
Paranormal on video,
something like that. And I've seen the bird one, and then they showed one with a plane, actually.
Yeah, I've seen the plane one too.
And then there was one other one, which may have been another bird of some sort, I believe. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, how do you explain that?
Good video editing. You know, it's just, if I feel that if I don't see it with my own eyes in that time, right?
Yeah.
Like a ghost could pop up right here and I'd be like, that's a fucking ghost.
Yeah.
I see it with my own eyes.
Right.
I will take it to the grave. Fucking ghosts are real. Right. You might not believe me.
Right.
But I fucking know that I just seen it. Right?
Yeah.
But if you bring me some bullshit video of some ghost that was done on a fucking phone app, you know, and it's like, and it could be fucking look good as fuck.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I'd be like, yeah, that looks like it could be real, but is it? Yeah. So that's where I stand with this whole Bigfoot thing.
Always gonna be,
you know, I've never seen any really great footage of a Bigfoot. Yeah, me neither. And the most famous video came out to be a hoax anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
So, yeah, I'm on the there ain't no Bigfoot, but like so many fucking paranormal people are so into the Bigfoot. They go on these Bigfoot expeditions.
Yeah.
They want to be that one. Yeah, they will take like weeks out of their fucking, you know, life to go into the woods, which you're not getting me in the woods anyway.
Same. There's too many snakes.
Because I am the farthest person from being Mr. Woodsman.
No camping?
No, like, we went camping once and that was a bad idea.
Like, I could go camping if I had running water somewhere. You know?
Goodness.
But I don't want to have my asshole like sitting on like one of those, what are those? Not porta-johns. What is it? You know, where it's
outhouse.
Just an outhouse. Where it's just a fucking, like, something's down there in that hole is going to eat my asshole out when I'm fucking taking a shit.
Then you just go shit in the woods.
but then I'll get ass raped by Bigfoot.
Oh, dang.
Make sure you have your fucking camera get your evidence.
Yeah, I'll be like one of those TikTok girls trying to, you know, oh, Bigfoot. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm terrified. That's going on TikTok. That's one of the clips that we need to put on TikTok.
Oh, goodness.
I can't look in. I can't look at you. I can't.
And on that,
it's a whole different view when you get the side view instead of the front view.
Speaking of TikTok, you can find us on TikTok. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are on TikTok now. Bigfoot. So I'm saying no Bigfoot.
Yes, Bigfoot.
You say yes, Bigfoot.
It's possible. I'm not saying there's not, but I'm not saying there is. No. So
I think you guys are fucking crazy.
We have giraffes. What makes you think we don't have a Bigfoot?
You're in these fucking giraffes, dude. I swear
Fine.
To God.
We have rhinos.
I'm gonna go back and say, hey, how many episodes were you like, fucking giraffes?
Because
so do you believe in aliens?
I do. I believe in aliens.
But not Bigfoot. Believe
in Bigfoot.
The reason why I believe in aliens is because the solar system is so fucking huge. For us to believe that we are the only species in the entire cosmos
is
fucking insane.
But like, there's so much land we still haven't explored. So why can't
you put that on the micro scale and say the same thing about Bigfoot?
I don't know.
Because there's so much that we still haven't explored.
I guess you got me there. All right, you got me there. I just think it's more plausible for alien than Bigfoot for me.
Why?
Because
what if Bigfoot is an alien?
Well, then you know, they got me.
Yeah, mind blown.
Mind blown, exactly. Definitely mind blown. But yeah, I'm not a believer, but you got me there, because now you got me thinking, it's like, well, why the fuck would you believe in aliens? You've never seen a fucking alien before. It's just the thinking of, you know, we're not the only ones.
Yeah, no, I get you, because I think the same thing, too. I mean, the universe is ginormous. I mean, our brains can't even comprehend how large the universe is. So to think we're the only smart being around is pretty stupid.
But to have a 9-foot creature just out in the woods and no one seen it, taking a picture of it, trail cams are everywhere now. Why hasn't there been anything on fucking trail cams?
No, I know.
So
they could be, you know, they could be real smart. It could be like a, you know, super race of, you know, like genius Bigfoots with like a
so
crazy
would it be
subterranean like.
So would it be Bigfoots or Big Feet?
I don't know.
Whoa,
I was thinking
hold
that
on.
Earlier because he said Bigfoots. I know I just said Bigfoots. Big Feet? I don't know. The plural of Bigfoot.
Yeah. Because
Big
you would
feet?
Yeah, you would think that you have 2 feet, right? And only 1 foot.
That's
so
weird.
When you get a bunch of Bigfoots together, what do you call it?
Bigfoots.
I would call them big, like what? With like a murder? Is that what you call it? like where we?
It's
like a
murder.
Gaggle of
a gaggle of
a pack,
like a gaggle of Sasquatch. I don't know.
A squad of Sasquatches.
Yeah,
a squad.
So I would say probably I would, like, movie-wise, they never really went into big time with the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't taken off, like, a zombie movies and
right.
shit like that.
Yeah.
I've seen some very bad B Sasquatch movies,
mm-hmm.
where it's, like, very bad costumes and shit.
Yeah, I just remember Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons, I would have to say, is, like, the pinnacle movie for fucking Sasquatch.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Back, I think it was 80s.
Yeah.
I want to say it was, like, one of the first movies I went to the movie theaters and seen. With John Lithgow, he was the dad.
Was it a TV show too, or was it just a movie?
I don't know. Captain Google. Now that you're saying that, there maybe it was like a short-lived TV show.
Because I'm thinking, I thought it was a TV show, but I don't know.
But yeah, there hasn't been any huge, you know, besides Harry and the Hendersons. There haven't been like huge movies based on Bigfoot. Just a lot of these TV shows, these reality TV shows where they're going out in the woods and jerking off in the woods for 21 hours and not finding anything and thinking that they hear whoop whoops and thud thuds and, oh, there's a patch of hair over here, or a big foot, you know, we're going to pour some cement in here and get a casting of it and stuff like that. And it comes out, it's a fucking bear.
Yeah.
Jaguar, Cougar, you know, at the bar. So
I guess it was a movie on 1987, and then there was a television series.
There was?
Yeah.
Wow, good memory, because I don't think, you know, I can't even think of how the TV series went, so it must have been a short-run series.
Yeah, it says television spinoff. Let's see. The film had a television series spinoff called Harry and the Hendersons. Reprised Harry until his death in 1991. After that, the actor changed. So from like 91 to 93, I think, for a few years. Fuck. It was on.
Man, that was a 3-year run for, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
So I'm going to have to go and try to dig that up now. Yep. Try to watch those episodes. Sasquatch is used to sell beef jerky. There's the Jack Link's beef jerky. There was a whole line of commercials where it was like messing with Sasquatch, where they would go out and fuck around with Sasquatch, and Sasquatch would whoop their ass at the end of the fucking commercial and stuff like that. Yeah. So, they use them for ads and stuff. But in some of these small towns where there was a supposed
sighting
of them, you know, they're making t-shirt sales that, you know.
Gotta capitalize on the moment.
Yeah, it's like, this is the Seattle Bigfoot, blah, blah, blah. And they give them fucking weird names like George the Bigfoot, right? And it's like, fuck, you guys are... Yeah,
it's ruining it.
Milk it. Kind of throwing back to the Beast of Bray Road. I want to go up to I forget which city that was up in Wisconsin.
Up in Elkhorn?
Elkhorn.
Where Gabby wants to go.
Whether Elkhorn has like a shop where I can go in and buy a fucking...
I survived Beast
of Bray Road.
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely want one of those shirts.
Yeah.
If there is one. If they embrace it like all these other towns embrace their fucking Bigfoot sightings.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, wait. What? Hold on. I want a shirt. Can I have a shirt? We should make a shirt.
Yeah. What, Bigfoot is... fuck Bigfoot, he's fake.
Oh, I thought it was like, I survived.
Oh, I survived. I survived listening to this fucking podcast.
Probably. Honestly.
Yeah, so I wonder how many people actually make it all the way through our podcast before they're like, these guys fucking suck.
Send us your thoughts.
GhostFT@yahoo.com.
Yeah, if you made it this far and can write us an email, because we have our email is ghostft@yahoo.com. Let us know, have you met Sasquatch? Have you ever done a TikTok video with Sasquatch while he's boofing you from the behind?
Oh, goodness.
While you're taking a shit in the woods?
Oh, goodness.
Or, you know, if you guys have any of these weird sounds, like, you know, it's weird that, like I said, it's weird that you could record a sound, but you can't record a video of it.
But not the, yeah.
So, unless he's Bigfoot is John Cena and you can't see him.
This is awesome.
That is Bigfoot, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to write us. Like I said, let us know. Also, if you guys have any kind of scary stories, or have you seen something other than Bigfoot? Have you seen a Nessie?
Right.
Have you seen the Beast of Bray Road? Have you seen the bog monster, you know, or dog man? Or, you know, the Jersey Devil or something like that. So, which the Jersey Devil is actually on our list. That's going to be popping up here real quick. So we'll hit that before the end of the month.
I'm hyped.
Because he just has a really cool backstory for him. So stay tuned for that. We are continuing the 31 days of Halloween. And I believe we are coming up on our 50th podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Heck yeah.
I think we're going to take that podcast to kind of talk about how the podcast has progressed over the
just reflect
year. And we'll reflect on some of the awesome stories. We'll go back to the masturbating ape, you know. Everybody seemed to like that was all like right out of the box. We're setting the tone for this podcast, where we're gonna have masturbating ape stories.
Nice.
So
here we are.
So we have masturbating ghosts, masturbating ape ghosts, but Bigfoot isn't real.
Okay.
I don't know society anymore.
All right, guys. So make sure to check us out on YouTube,
Instagram,
and Facebook,
and TikTok.
TikTok. And you say TikTok like it's a bad thing.
He loves it. Don't let him fool you. He loves it.
At this point, I'm embraced it.
But the thing is that it's getting us a different audience.
Yeah.
It's definitely a great promotional tool.
I've noticed an uptick since people must be catching that we're a podcast, and they're like,
go check it out.
These guys seem pretty fun, so maybe we'll go and check it out. I don't know how many other paranormal podcasts are out there TikToking it, you know?
I don't know.
You know, the ones that talk like this because the ghost right down the road. Oh, boo, that scared me. you know, those kind of podcasts.
Yes.
But not us.
But we do have an Etsy partner.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, I keep forgetting our Etsy partner. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that You're time welcome, of year. Kevin. It is Halloween, and our friend Mr. Hinkle Draws has done up a awesome series of Halloween stickers. He's got a set of 10 Halloween-themed stickers, and you're going to hit Frankenstein's monster, the Bride of Frankenstein. You have Jason. You got Freddy. You've got Reagan from The Exorcist,
which Michael is a Jackson.
Gorgeous sticker. So go out, check him out, check out this commercial, and go out and get your Mr. Hinkle Draws stickers at Etsy shop Mr. Hinkle Draws.
I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
Excellent day for an exorcism.
It's alive! Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
What's the problem? Come on, I'll take you home.
Get your limited edition Halloween sticker series at Etsy.com shop Mr. Hinkle Draws. 10 designs to choose from Jason, Freddy, Ghostface, Carrie, Thriller Michael Jackson, Frankenstein's Monster and the Bride of Frankenstein, Billy the Puppet, Pennywise the Clown, and Reagan from The Exorcist. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, go out and get your awesome Halloween stickers and make sure to buy them up, because if he doesn't sell these stickers, he told me that, don't worry, his kids won't go hungry because they're going to eat the stickers.
Oh, perfect.
Nice. Yes.
But no, let's not let that happen.
Yeah, let's not let that happen.
Give him some
to
more
him.
Nutritional
yeah.
value.
Yeah, well, let's feed his
That's
kids.
That's awesome.
Hey, guys, so I am Nick.
I am Trent.
I am Newsroom Nessie.
Newsroom Nessie. We are signing off here from Ghost Rickin' Talkin'. And as always,
everyone has a story to tell.
And
stay spooky.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, stay spooky. And until tomorrow. Good.